from Lorain County Children's Services. We've got Patty Jo Burnett, and also with us Scott Ferris, who is the new executive director. Scott, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it. Tell me a little bit about your path that got you as the new executive director for the Lorain County Children's Services.
Well, back in the day, actually, I'm a born and raised Clevelander, grew up on the west side of Cleveland, graduated with my master's degree from Cleveland State University, actually started out as a social worker with Cuyahoga County. From there, I moved on to, actually, it's going to take a little while. I started as an executive director of a children's services agency in Ashtabula County. I was there for several years, moved on to Athens County down on the river, Ohio River. I was executive director for that children's services agency for 7 years, then moved up to Lima, which is in Allen County, was executive director there for 9 years, and then had this opportunity to come to Lorain County.
You know, if you map that out, it's a big circle.
I've covered the proverbial four corners of the state. And
almost as much as a politician campaigning, you know, visiting all different sites. And I'm wondering what you've picked up along the way or what you've seen the need for children in all those different types of regions.
Well, Ohio is a very strong home rule, local decision-making state. The needs of children around the state are so different, and the agencies that provide those services are just as diverse as the needs are. And no community has all the resources it wants. Trying to maximize the resources that it has to provide good quality services and keep children safe. There are some great pockets of excellence when it comes to different programs around Ohio. I've been able to directly experience some of them, been able to observe many of them. Lorain County Children's Services is one of these premier agencies, has a wonderful reputation around the state, not just the agency, but the community for collaboration and coming together to maximize resources and keep children and families safe. A lot of the counties around Ohio look to Lorain and Lorain County Children's Services as to what they're doing to kind of lead the way. It's a very innovative program agency here. And one of my charges is getting up to speed with where this community is, with providing a strong safety net for families and then being able to continue to, you know, move the bar forward.
Is there a lot of that one agency looking toward another, perhaps in another county in Ohio, for ideas or inspiration?
There is a lot of that. Ohio has, you know, what's called the county-administered system. So there's 88 counties and there's 88 children's services agencies. Some are standalone agencies like Lorain County Children's Services, overseen by a board appointed by the community. Some are combined with Job and Family Services and Child Support Function. But there are a strong networking going on to really learn what from other agencies and share information. And sometimes we're doing this because, you know, our state umbrella agency isn't providing that. So we do a lot of that, going to other counties and observing their practice, hosting counties when they come and observe our county. We just kicked off what's a program called Differential Response last week. All 88 counties will be providing this service. And we spent some time looking at other agencies that, you know, how they've done it, learn from their mistakes, tailor it to our specific needs in our community. And we started rolling that out last week. And that provides a different path for when a family is in need of service from us. Traditionally, children's services agencies just provided more an investigatory type approach, you know, identifying an alleged child victim, an alleged child parent, alleged child perpetrator of that, treating it more like a law enforcement type investigation. I think everybody would agree that all cases are different. And there's a big difference between a situation where you might have a very abusive mom's boyfriend who's hurting children, physically hurting them, to maybe a young mom with a couple of young children that's just overwhelmed. And there might be some supervision issues because she's overwhelmed and needs support. Before, those were treated all the same way. And now we're able to treat them in a different path and work and engage that young mom in as a way to helping to resolve her issues and be part of the planning and getting away from the labeling. We don't compromise on safety on any case because safety is paramount, but it allows us to work two different paths, so to speak, with families. And other states have been doing it, been very successful in reducing the times. Some families that come in and out of the system over years and over generations have been able to kind of resolve that issue. And Ohio is joining the number of states that are providing this pathway.
What brought that on? Any idea?
I think studies out of states that have been doing it for a while. Minnesota comes to mind as one that has shown tremendous results in families making a difference, keeping their children safe, family satisfaction, worker satisfaction, in the long run, kind of reducing the incidence of alleged child abuse and neglect. And that's the long run. Ohio's been doing it for a few years, so it's kind of, we need more time. I mean, right now, not all 88 counties are up to speed yet, but we're rolling it out.
Does that come with more training and also more maybe redefining what the role is? Because I wonder whether maybe certain things, a social worker maybe has a sense, but because of regulations is bound by some rule to do some certain thing. Is this kind of loosening that up a little bit?
Well, there's definitely been a lot of training, and there's been some community forums and community training as well as how to we, you know, engage the families and getting away from that investigatory type, you know, bad parent and the child's a victim to a family. Here's a family in need of services. Now, we still treat cases that come in that need an investigation, and they get that pathway. We're often working alongside law enforcement because there could be potential crime in addition to the potential of a child being harmed. But we're also dealing with this. Experienced social workers have been around, you know, 20, 30 years, kind of say this is how social work was done in the 80s. Much more engaging the family members and providing wraparound services. So this is kind of, in a sense, going back to that.
You mentioned how you sort of started training as the social worker. Mm-hmm. Now you're more in an executive area of that. Do
right.
You still have yourself kind of finding what's going on the ground level in that, in a sense, to sort of, because sometimes if you move from sort of mm-hmm. hands-on to maybe more administrative, there's sometimes a little disconnect. Do you try to keep yourself kind of connected with that?
I do, and I always find the program side, you know, the most interesting and the most fascinating. Lorain County Children's Services is leading the way with several of the initiatives, and like I started with the work, some of the tools have changed over the years, but it all still comes down to assessing child safety and the engagement with the family. So I really like to get involved in programs, and sometimes people have to say, you know, hey, you know, slow down a little bit, Scott, because I just find it fascinating because that's the work I started out doing.
Scott, what was it about the opportunity here in Lorain County that caught your attention?
Well, there was several things. Again, the premier, very progressive nature of the agency, the collaborative reputation of the community when it comes to trying to provide a strong child safety net. I'm originally from, you know, the west side of Cleveland and have family members up here, so that all, you know, played a part in the decision.
Now, we also have Patty Jo Burdett with us, and we've talked with you for many years like that.
Yes.
What do you like about Scott? You know, what have you seen just recently with him coming in? What do you hope for the continuation with the Lorain County Children's Services?
Well, you know, if you go back to the whole idea that this community really, really cares about its kids, and we are a highly collaborative agency, even when Scott was the director of other agencies, we always had a strong partnership with him and, you know, often worked closely with his county that he was in at the time to develop some ideas and to bounce ideas off of each other. So I think it's a really good fit. He's very interested in our community and wants to get out and become involved in this community. So there's lots of opportunities here for that kind of engagement. I think it's a really good fit with our agency.
Anything coming up for the summer months that the agency is doing that is reaching out to the community?
Well, I think that anyone in the community that is interested in being a foster parent can come on out to our next information session on July 8th. Director Ferris will be there, so they can come and meet him in person and hear a little bit about foster care. If anybody's interested in being a foster parent, they should give us a call at 440-329-5340.
You know, for all the different places that you've been, I suppose there's probably families or children throughout there that you kind of keep close to your heart from having helped throughout those times throughout the state like that too. Is that something that's very rewarding for you as a person in this type of industry?
It is. And I, you know, one thing I like to do is attend and many of the, when there's an adoption, when a child's receiving their forever family, I like to attend those. And I like to encourage staff with the family permission, of course, that have a touch that case sometime. I mean, because it might be real quick or it might be one that was worked on for several years and several staff to come out and celebrate that. that adoption. And we also look for ways when most children that are court ordered out of their situation do receive a safe reunification back home. And we always look for ways. I mean, how can we celebrate that as much as we celebrate an adoption? Because sometimes those are, you know, truly amazing stories. And a lot of our families, you know, involve the support of relatives and mentors. And how can we celebrate that as much as an adoption?
Right. Is your idea initially is trying to keep the family unit together as best as possible?
Well, definitely. And I think most of the families we work with are. But when safety is a risk, that we feel the child's in imminent safety, we do petition the court to intervene. And if we can intervene quickly enough where the child stays there and we can put some supports in there with to help the family, you know, with the court oversight, great. If not, if the child has to come out, the court orders the removal of the child. We place, if possible, with relatives, you know, if not in a foster home, but work with them on how can we remove the safety threat issues, strengthen the family so that the child can have a safe return home. And when they return home, so we know that there's not going to be a future need where they come back out, because that causes a lot of trauma to the child. So, and most of the families we work with and that have a child that's removed, it is temporary. They return back home safely. We want them to continue to provide supports, whether it's us or through the safety net to the family, so that if they have another point of crisis, or they know where to go and can resolve it earlier on before it, you know, comes to us in an official mandated way.
Well, perhaps, as you mentioned earlier, how it's shifting a little bit from that sort of investigative kind of attitude. Mm-hmm. Maybe that also will display itself in how the people respond to the agency as well when they're looking for help, or before they get to that crisis point, I suppose.
Oh, definitely. And if they now have the tools on where to go, if they can catch something early, if they're starting a pattern again, so it doesn't spiral out of control, but they know where to go and who to engage. I do want to just make sure that we're clear. Whether that a family comes in and gets that more alternative pathway, we still have to use this state's screening criteria, so it still has to meet that criteria to be screened in. So our approach will not result in more or less referrals and reports. But I think it's going to be over time. We're hoping to see less, because families now have more skills and know where to go when they're starting to have problems.
Well, and also the social workers getting more skills too from their end as far as.
Well, definitely. We do a lot of training. We'll continue to do a lot of training. There's you know, cutting edge technology out there that we're making ways into childhood trauma, and just how if a child experienced a traumatic event, if that's not addressed, I mean, that will stay with that child, and that will always come back to that kind of immediate, how would they reacted to it, and it kind of prevents that growth until it's resolved, until they're able to, you know, trust other people or bond. We're learning so much more about that, and as a community, we need to continue to look at, you know, the results of childhood trauma. I mean, years ago, it was, you know, early brain development from 0 to 3. We know so much more about that now, but now it's like, well, what's the effect of trauma on early brainhood development, and how that stays with the child, and that's how they handle it, and that's their coping system then, and we need them to have, you know, constructive ways of when they do have trauma and not fall back to when they first experienced it.
And that's almost another way of, they talk about breaking a cycle.
Correct.
In a sense, is trying to repair something before it becomes permanently damaged and affects other people throughout their life.
Well, and we always stress, you know, children will grow up and they'll be parents and they will parent the way they were parented. And if that's a dysfunctional or harmful way, they don't know any better. I mean, to them, that's natural.
Right.
And until we get in and intervene with them and teach, you know, better ways of parenting, nonviolent ways of parenting, ways to deal with conflict and stress, because all families have that. How do they, you know, problem solve? And you know, if that's not addressed, they'll parent the way they were parented.
Our guest today has been new executive director for Lorain County Children's Services, Scott Ferris, also joining us, Patty Jo Burnett. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time this morning and sharing some of the insight, what's new, and glad to meet you.
All right. Well, thank you.
Welcome to Lorain County. Sure. Yeah.